Well, hey there, Jonathan Dole with you for the weekly podcast. It's been a little while. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. Hopefully you've had a good break. You could be listening to this anytime, even years from now, but if you're listening to this at the time it comes out, it's been Christmas, it's been New Year. I hope you are in a good place. I hope you've had a really good break. I hope there hasn't been too much Christmas excess. I'm kind of lucky because, as you know, I'm a crazy cyclist and I keep pretty lean that way. But I was also kind of, I got really sick. I got the same gastro bug that a lot of people tend to get, stomach virus, and managed to shed another sort of 5 kilos just by sitting around doing nothing. I don't recommend doing that. I don't recommend making that part of any kind of physical training strategy, but wow, it definitely helped on the bike in the couple of weeks after. So either way, I have come into the start of this year feeling fit, feeling really good. It's been a great break. It's incredibly warm here at the moment in the middle of a heat wave. So wherever you are, you could be another part of the world, and maybe that's not your experience. But it is pleasant here, and I'm stoked to be back with you for a lot of reasons. One, of course, is that my new book, Bridging the Gap, is now out and available. And if you haven't got a copy yet, I really hope that you'll grab a copy off the website. I'm really excited about it. It's been selling really well. It's such a simple read. You can sort of read the whole thing probably in an hour or so, and I've got some beautiful photographs. I wanted the book to be really beautiful. And I know that any one of those single ideas could have such a big impact in your life. And to be really honest with you, I can tell you that I'm living them, that I'm not perfecting them, and I haven't figured everything out, but nothing in that book is, you know, outside of what I've been living and trying to practice in my own life. So you can know that the principles are real and that they can have a big impact in your life. So this week, what I'm going to do to get us underway is just something that's been on my heart and mind, is a concept called living the season you're in. Living the season you're in. And I just felt that a lot of times we want to be somewhere else. Now, part of that's good, right? Because part of it is part of being human. And if you're a regular listener, part of what we're trying to do here is that we want to be somewhere else. We want to be, you know, further down the track, closer to our peak performance. That's true. But there's a risk factor here that we can spend a huge amount of time wanting everything to be different. And the downside of that, of course, is that we don't enjoy the season that we're actually in. And I'm sort of convinced that seasons are a big part of our life, and we're probably not as sensitive to it as we could be. So as you listen through this podcast, I hope you get just an insight into this really simple but powerful concept of seasons and living the season you're in. It's not rocket science. It's simply a sort of mindfulness and attentiveness. You know, you'll have heard me use those words many times, mindfulness and attentiveness. And these are really big principles in my own life. I just think because of technology, our attention is so fragmented, and a lot of studies are really starting to show that. So one of the practices that's becoming bigger and bigger in my life is dedicated times of concentration and silence. If you followed me around for a day, you'd see me doing these. I'm up very early, and then I ride, and then I have about an hour for sort of prayer meditation, and I make these things increasingly a practice, because mindfulness and attentiveness are things that I think we're really beginning to lose. And yes, there's upsides to technology, there's benefits to technology, but we're losing this stuff. And one of the downsides of losing that attentiveness is we lose that connection to the rhythms and the seasons of life. You know, I caught myself last week. We had some fantastic guests over for dinner, and there I was kind of, you know, sitting with these amazing people, but at times I noticed I wasn't concentrating, that I just was, you know, thinking about what had to happen in the week, and I got really sort of angry with myself. I'm like, you know, be here, you know, be right here, be present. So we want to be present. We want to be mindful. So I guess the question I'm framing for you, you know, early in this podcast is, what season of life are you really in? You know, I've got this beautiful lady, she's a grandmother, and she emails me all the time, and, you know, she talks about her life and her kids and her grandkids, and, you know, she's in that season. But then I've got, you know, lots of amazing people that are like 15, 16, 17, and then all people in their 30s and 50s, and such a big mix. So the first question for you is, what season are you in life? It's worth thinking about. You know, are you a parent right now? Are you, you know, a university student? Are you, you know, studying really hard? Are you still in high school? Are you, you know, dating somebody? What are the dominant features of your life right at the moment? Why? Because, you know, often people don't want to be, they're not fully present to that season. They want to be somewhere else. And I'll give you an insight into how you know this is true, right? Because when you see somebody who's trying to live a different season to the one they're actually in, there's a couple of things. One is it's either embarrassing, or two, it's really quite sad. I'll show you what I mean. When you see, like, you know, a teenager who's trying to be super cool and act like they're 30 or 40, you know, we can see that. We look at it and we kind of cringe, right? Because it's like they're trying to be something they're not. They're not embedded and aware and sensitive to that particular season of life. And you can work it the other way. You can sometimes see, you know, the classic midlife crisis. You can see people in their 40s and 50s, you know, no offense if you own one, but, you know, jump buying a Harley and, you know, or dressing like you're kind of a teenager going back the other way. And whenever we see that, you know, why do we find it sort of embarrassing? Why do we go, that's so obvious? I think it's because we intuitively understand that seasons matter. You know, isn't it nice to see a person who's really dignified and living a particular season of life really, really well? And the other downside of not living your seasons is, think of, you know, I do a huge amount of work on masculinity and manhood, and I've got a huge heart for fatherhood. That's one of my real passions, is, you know, as a father and speaking to lots of men about fatherhood, is when you see men that, you know, don't want to commit to that season of life. You know, they don't want to get married, or they don't want to be committed to children that they've fathered, and they don't want to own up to that season. You know, I'm right in the thick of that season now with very young children. And, you know, it's a really demanding season. And I think many men, not all, but just get overwhelmed. And then a percentage of men don't want to, you know, take those responsibilities and really step into that space. And there's complex reasons for that. But again, it's an example of people who are not being faithful to the season they're in. So I guess my premise here is that if we're switched on, attentive, mindful, we can think about where are we at in life and what are the dominant features of where we are at, you know, at the moment. Because I got a favorite saying, I can't remember where I first heard it, but it's very simple. It just says, wherever you are, be all there. You know, I love that. Wherever you are, be all there. You know, I just say to people, if you're going to, you know, if you're doing something, be there. Like this afternoon, I'm going to catch up with somebody and I'm going to play some golf with them. And, you know, a really busy life, and I'm doing all this stuff and traveling and a lot of work and things that I have to be on top of. But when I'm meeting this person, you know, I got to be all there, and I want to be all there. I want a memorable time. I want to be switched on. I want to learn about them. I want to engage with them. I want to enjoy being out on a beautiful golf course. So wherever you are, be all there. If you're a teacher, be all there. If you're a heart surgeon, man, you got to be all there, because you can't just drift off and be somewhere else. At least I hope you can. If you're a pilot, you got to be all there. So it's a great saying, wherever you are, be all there. If you're listening to this and you're a stay-at-home mum, you know, be all there. Do that. Live that season. Wherever you are, be all there. And I am, you know, fully preaching to myself here. I'm fully preaching to myself, because this is something I need to learn, is to be really conscious and deliberate and switched on whatever I'm doing. So the next idea I wanted to give you is what I call mini seasons. Like, you know, I don't want you to get the idea that everything's intense. You know, my personality is pretty, you know, full on. And I'm not saying that, you know, we got to be totally switched on all the time and just totally focused on our season and, you know, really intensely doing that. I guess what I want to suggest is mini seasons. Like, there's times when we have to really work and be intense about what we're doing. Could be parenting, could be study, could be sports training, could be business, could be politics. But we also need mini seasons of recovery. Like, in our lives, we mirror the kind of seasons around us. You know, we mirror, you know, we get springtime and summer when the harvest is happening. And then through autumn and winter, the land recovers. You know, it sort of has a time of being fallow and time of being of almost resting. And in our own lives, we want to do that too. And sometimes that can take place in 24 hours. You know, we have kind of in our house, like, because our kids are still really young, our days are really intense. They're like full on. There's just yelling and they're little kids and they're running around doing stuff and it's awesome. You know, we got a pool in now and like our kids are just making this massive noise and traumatizing the neighbors and jumping and screaming. And our days are just, from the moment they wake up until the end of the day, it's really full on. And some of you would, you know, would really relate to this. But lately, you know, the evenings have been really beautiful once the kids are asleep. And we get beautiful sunsets here, and the house is quiet, and it's when I do a lot of reading and really try and make sure I get through heaps of reading. And Karen does a lot of her stuff in the evenings, and there's this beautiful kind of peace. Karen actually said this morning. She was, talking about, she said she'd stayed up too late again. I said, how can we stay up so late? She said, well, I sit outside, and, the view is amazing from here, and the sunsets, and she said it was just beautiful, and I just stayed there. But in a 24-hour period, you can see how we've almost gone through these seasons of intensity and recovery just in 24 hours. And, I'm a real believer in this, in times of dedicated recovery. You've got to get good at that. You've really got to get good at dedicated recovery. I ride, do a huge amount of riding, and it's pretty high level riding. And so I do 5 days a week of intense riding with a lot of other, really good riders. And then 2 days off, 2 days I don't touch the bike, 2 days I don't go near it. And I had to learn this because I was burning myself out. So end of sermon on that. Let's just be mindful to these big seasons, but also to these mini seasons. Look, I mentioned this briefly at the start, but the technology thing has really disconnected us, firstly from attentiveness and mindfulness, but also disconnected us from the natural rhythms and seasons around us. So, our ancestors were very much, their livelihood, their life and death depended on what the seasons are doing. One bad year could be highly problematic. So the human person really evolved to be very sensitive to the natural rhythms, to the world around them. But technology, we've really lost that. We don't have a natural attentiveness to the seasons. So that's why this concept of rhythms and seasons has to be something you need to be very conscious about, because it is being hidden from us a bit at the moment. And you don't want your life just to drift onto this blur of email and Snapchat and all sorts of stuff. We got to be mindful and attentive to these greater patterns that are around us. So to finish up, I guess the questions I have for you, and I mentioned this at the start, is to know what season you're in right now. I mean, the season I'm in right now, at my age and with my background, is I'm really in a phase of, parenting and marriage. Like, I've really got to be focused on parenting and marriage. And the season of business, like, it's a season where I'm still young and I'm building businesses, and I've got to be focused and energetic. And, I don't go out and get drunk and stay up all night and, sleep the next day. That's not my season anymore. Maybe when I was like a young guy, but not so much, like now is this season. So I am really aware of this season that I'm in. And my question for you is, what's yours? In your life right now, what is the season that you're called to and that is unfolding around you? Switch onto that season, because I think basically what God says is, he goes, look, tune in, get into that season. That's where I've got you now. One way to do this, I'm a huge sort of fan of journals. And if you haven't got my podcast on journals, just do a quick search on the website. I've tagged it under journals, and journals are the main thing. I just do so much journaling. Here's a question. What would have to happen for you to know that you lived the current season well? What markers? Could you put some markers around it, some sort of goalposts? So you go, yeah, look, I could say, if Karen and I are going out for dinner one night a week, or having a date one night a week, or, if my kids are achieving this. Now, I'm not going to base my identity on my children, but are there some signposts that I can use? Are there some signposts that you can use so that you know you are living in the season you're in? So I want you to journal about that. What season are you in? What are the key markers here? What are the indicators? What are the benchmarks? How do you know you're living this season as fully and as effectively as you can? So, wherever you're at, enjoy the season. Like, when you're young, if you're not married or anything yet, it's an awesome season. My life is so, and many of you listening, your life is so demanding and complex because you're in that season, 30 years of age through to 55, you are just in it, so much happening, children and business and life. But if you're younger than that, it's like, wow, you can sort of just do a bit less and you can sleep in and do all that stuff. So live that season. No season's better or worse than another one, but I think the trick is to know which one it is and to live that one. Once you get older, you can, you scale back work, you retire, you do different things, but know the one you're in right now, live it fully and effectively. So that's the message for the week, living the seasons. Make sure you click on the links in your email or go to the website, jonathandoyle.co, and get a copy of Bridging the Gap. I'm pumped about this book. I got to say, for $20, it is, I don't need to sell you on this, but I really want you to get it because it's just such a good book. It's so simple and it's stuff that I've been living for 10 or 20 years, and I know that this could work in your life. And I'm doing a lot of speaking on it. So if you're in business or government or a bigger organization, get in touch with me and I'd love to come and speak about the book, and you can get bulk copies for staff and all that sort of stuff. So have a great week. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Weekly Podcast. Go and live your season. Go and do some journaling, and I'll speak with you again next week.